We're up to Siman Shin Gimel. Dinei Tachshite Isha. So this is a continuation of what we learned in Shin Aleph. Shin Aleph, we learned about all the things that one is and is not allowed to wear outside the Eruv. So Shin Gimel specifically refers to the jewelry and the like of women. So again, it's the same parak over there, but Ma'a Isha Yotza. Okay. So in Siman Shin Gimel, Seif Aleph. Okay, so it starts, Mamish, like the first Mishnah over there. Starts now. It seems like none of this nowadays is relevant. I don't know. Let's see. Lo say to Isha b'chute tzemer v'lo b'chute pishav v'lo b'rtzua she'barosh ha'pnei she'tzricha la'asirom b'shas tevila. So the Gemara over there lays down the yisod that if there is something that is a chatzitza, if a woman would need to go to the mikvah, and she would have to take it off, and it's not part of her regular clothing, because we're not afraid she's going to walk around without clothes on, but it's something that, it's a little piece of jewelry or whatever, it's something that she would take off and not necessarily put back on after tevila. And there's a gzeira that she'll come to carry it, dalet amis b'shus harabim, if this thing is considered to be a chatzitza. Nowadays, you hold everything's a chatzitza and they take everything off, but in those days, it seems like it wasn't like that. They didn't have that minig. And therefore, if it's something that would be considered a chatzitza and the woman would have to take it off, so then there's a gzeira that she will come to carry it, dalet amis b'shus harabim. Okay. So let's see, there's another halacha intertwined over here which Sheis Avram is going to help us with. Let's see. Shin Gimel Aleph. They'll say to Isha b'chutei tzemer v'lo b'chutei pishtan v'lo b'rtzua she'barosha. Different things that she puts in her hair made out of chutim, threads of wool, threads of flax, b'rtzua she'barosha, different things. These would be a chatzitza. They're going to separate her hair from the water, and therefore she'd have to take it off. And chayshina shema talichim arba amas v'shus harabim. Maybe she's going to carry it down amas v'shus harabim. But if it is holding her hair together, it's going to be mutter. The yesh misha oser, and there is one who is oser. If it is something that's a maisa ariga, it's like woven and therefore has a lot of holes in it, and it's not going to be a chatzitza, so she doesn't have to take it off. She doesn't have to take it off, and there's no gzera. She's going to come to carry it. As long as it's something that's not dirty, because if she has something woven which might not itself might not be a chatzitza, but if it's dirty, then she has other reasons she's going to take it off, because she doesn't want that dirt getting all over her. All right, we'll see more about that soon. Oh, mushavim is something I think that's like zahav, like very fancy, and something she doesn't want to get in the water. Does masiran kadesh is tan for b'mayim, and then she's going to take it off so that it doesn't get dirty in the water. That's the mishavus of cotton bays. Shetzricha lahasiram. I know Dilma mitzvah mitzvah shal mitzvah. Maybe she'll have to go to the mikvah leil Shabbos with shulchorcha hasiram, and she'll have to take off these things when they chatzitza because it's a chatzitza. Va'asil asinu dalan amish. She'll come to carry dalan amish with shusharabim. Va'ayim achrom shekast. With the low plug rabbana betakanta. Va'afilu zekeinu basula. Let's say to even if the woman is not married, there's still going to be a problem chatzitza. And Moshe points out that in the olden days everybody went to the mikvah, no matter how old they were, because they had to eat truma, or they had to eat kachim, korban pesach, meira, yibana, mikdash, and no, there were other reasons that people went to the mikvah. He says those were even more common for eating taras. Shematu yosa mitzvila sanida. Fine. Okay, Shema Tolichem, maybe she'll come to carry it. Mishmas of Katan Gimel. V'davka b'dvarim k'tanim k'el v'dachashina. These small things that we're worried about. Because even during the week, sometimes she carries it with her. About dvarim, shame ikar malbushim, but her ikar clothing, lo chashilach. We're not afraid. The person's going to walk around without clothes on. So she's going to take it off right before she goes in and put it on right when she comes out. Mishuas if katan dalit, if it's holding your hair together, it's okay. So this I don't have clarity on yet. We're not afraid she's going to carry, let's say, the bow, the gumi, the I don't know, rubber band that's holding her braid together. Why? The asura lister klias sa'ara. A woman is not allowed to braid her hair on Shabbos. And it sounds like from here that she's also not allowed to unbraid the hair. Okay. So she's not allowed to take out the gumi holding her hair together, because then her hair is gonna fall apart.
No, it doesn't mean that it's like holding the end together so it doesn't fall apart. Read it into the hair. You can't get it out without undoing it. Just to untie the end to let it fall apart by itself, the floor will be okay.
Well, Dirshu says something that I mamish don't understand. From this and Kira. They want to say that even the hair is not braided, the hair is in a ponytail, you can't undo a ponytail on Shabbos. I don't know what that means. There she says. It sounds a little bit, but the Gemara talks about braiding, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu braided Chava. Let's see, I'm reading Dirshu for you. V'chein di'in gumi, sh'asfot habanot et sa'arot roshan. Dan, Rav Nissen Karelet, she'efsha she'esh l'hoki alat z'mashus rabin. K'shim sh'atur... Right, we make her because she's not. She would never do that.
She would never do it.
She would never undo her hair. And they can say a woman, a Beis Yaakov girl, would never walk around outside with her hair not pulled back. So you could say that.
Also, also,
you're coming in the middle of the year.
There's no such din
of what?
Having your hair pulled
back. Mugger Rum brings it down as possible, whatever.
Mugger Rum is only daft if it's completely braided up. No, he answered me angry once. They said, there are people that are mad about this. They're like,
okay,
no,
but it could be if people are mocked.
It's no shy.
Okay, fine. But if people are mocked on this, then you're not afraid they're going to carry. Maybe it's unclear. Maybe I don't know. Like the whole thing to say that to undo a pony. To say the to say to undo a ponytail because they're not in school. Yeah, that's what the whole thing is. I don't really get. Like, I understand not braiding. That I got that. Not braiding, but like letting the braid loose. You're saying it's only if it happens by itself. If it happens by itself, it's going to be okay. So that's what's going on over here, so
that's
I don't know
what happens if a girl makes a braid there on Shabbos. By the time Shabbos is over, it's falling apart.
Yeah, of course. Especially when her brothers pull her hair. Okay, so but something he's just saying it's in the braid, and you have to unbraid the hair, and unbraiding the hair is going to be also on Shabbos, and therefore she wouldn't do that, and therefore there's no fear that she's going to carry this thing down Amos because it's going to be in her hair. Maybe she needs to go to the mikveh, she needs to undo it, she'll have a guy do it. Now she's left with the gumi in her hands. Now the chad pami gumi. So then, those are chad pami. We're not afraid she's going to take those little tiny, you buy 400 for a shekel. She's not going to take that home with her. You don't really reuse it. But something that's more significant than she will. Okay, now we said, but it's a problem if the gumi in her hair is either very fancy or it is dirty. What's the problem? The machlokes is between Rashi and Rabbi Yisrael Rashi. Mishibur Sifkat on Vav. Show you mitunafos the kishachutin mitunaf betit berefesh when the chutin are dirty. Hamayim memachim etatit imlach lech besaram aliasim etatvila. She's going to go to the mikvah. She's going in with this muddied, like caked on, dirty something. And when she comes out, so then the water is going to loosen the caked on, muddy, dirty, whatever, turn into mud and get her body all dirty. Why would she want to come out of the mikvah all dirty? Okay, and therefore darka lahasim mitchila. She's going to take it off first. They came into Shakul Mishum Tinuf, and since she's taking it off because it's dirty, she's going to come to carry it. Asasinu. V'chein keshachutim mushaven, if it's very, I think that means zahav. Gamki, if it's just going to do the kedesh of the sanfu achutim ma'amayim, it shouldn't get ruined from the water. V'asiachach asuyinu. That's, so the gimel in the Sharat Tzion says that's Rashi. V'daito dimishum chatzitza ain't tzarech lahasir, came into Aibu Maya. The water's going to get in. It's not a chatzitza problem. It's just a dirty problem. And now, continuing the end of Mishmur Sivkotim Vav, What's the rule is if it puts a makbid, you don't want it on your body, it's a chatzitza. If you're not makbid, officially maker adin is not a chatzitza. So you're not makbid, except it's dirty. So once it's dirty, mamele, you are makbid. And that is Shitas Rabosov Shal Rashi. Sharatim points out in Ois Dalit. Who does Rabosov Shal Rashi? Shasvilu. The Avagal the Ayyub Mai, even though water is getting in there. And it's not a chatzitza. Came in shemak pedes alei and lasiron, but she doesn't want it there because it's dirty. So memeila chayti muchiyavis lasiron memeila it's a chatzitza and she has to remove it. Upash the delishin that Ramak Hamash is really kedas Rashi velo kirabosov, which is why it's going to get dirty.
The Ramak says that's why.
Rashi with
doesn't say that.
They should always tanfu b'mayim. Upashas of the Ramah Kamashi like Kedas Rashi, Vidoka Rabosov, Visham Yodea Kuf Tariches, Bago saw some Kedas Rabosov, Shorashi, and the Bira Go over here points it out. Okay, Magad Avram discusses it, gets into it. Okay, that is Shin Gimel Aleph, and we will stop here.